Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Anna! The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Anna! The Rand McCoy!
All right, welcome to the show. This is Anna McCoy, and we're excited to have you today. We are here, both Shauna and Anna. Say hi to the people, Shauna. Hey, everybody. We're so excited that you're joining us on today. We got Coach Anna on the line, and she has a wealth of information, a wealth of knowledge. We want you to tune in to visit us at our website, www.womanactnow.com. Check out her new book, Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream, which has been the subject matter for a lot of things that we've been doing with the organization, as well as for our time with you. So we want to welcome you to the show today, invite you to call in. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in at 718-664-6402. Or tune into blogtalkradio.com. Look us up on Woman Act Now Radio and be sure to send us your questions. We'd love to hear from you. And now here's your host, Coach Anna McCoy. All right, people, I'm excited to be talking to you today. There are a couple of things that we're going to be doing. We are talking about taking the time to continue to talk about Woman Act Now, the book. I mean, it is just an awesome, awesome book, and it is about helping you to learn, launch, and live your dream. But before I do that, I want to share a short testimonial with you from one of our members, Miss Trina Jeter. So if you'll just stay tuned, you're going to be listening.
My name
to
is Trina Jeter. I'm from Kilgore, Texas, and I am a founding member of Woman Act Now. Testimonial question, why did I join Woman Act Now? I joined Woman Act Now for its phenomenal support and time-sensitive information. I believe that every woman needs to be a part of a group that feeds them mentally, spiritually, and physically. Women have an innate desire to belong and love despite the diversity. Woman Act Now not only radiates love but welcomes diversity with open arms. What principles or lessons have you learned from Woman Act Now, and how do you use them? I've learned several key principles from Woman Act Now. They are as follows. Don't let people or things steal your time. If you value your time, so will others. 1 minute of planning saves 10 minutes in execution. Once you obtain the ideas, plan out the steps and move in your now. Number three, woman, man, think. Ideas in, action out. And then number four, learn to move in your now and don't let procrastination stabilize you. I use these principles daily as daily affirmations. Question number three, tell us how you have benefited most from any of the following tools of Woman Act Now. The personal coaching has benefited me tremendously. Prior to coaching, I was not as confident as one should be when starting a new business. I defeated myself a lot due to fear of rejection. Don't get me wrong, I'm a very optimistic person, but I would always figure out the end result as a negative and not positive. During the first meeting, I didn't know how in the world I would be able to accomplish all that lay before me. You know how it is when you know to do, but for some reason, procrastination just stabilizes you. Not only do you fail without trying, but you talk yourself into failure without realizing it. The fact of having no education in the area of graphics and building websites really caused me to believe that I could not build my own. This was a major rock keeping me from moving forward in my vision. I had placed the responsibility in the hands of another that promised to gift it to me. Since there was no payment involved, I felt like my hands were tied and that it would just get ran and and it would get done when it ran across their mind. After completion of the first and second meeting, I felt empowered to not only build my own website but create my own flyers for marketing. Now I am more disciplined to do all that I know to do in my now and ask for help and guidance when needed. Question number four, how has Coach Anna influenced or inspired you to become a woman who acts in her now? Coach Anna has influenced me to become a woman who acts in her now by living the words she sows. Many people share profound words of wisdom but never live by them. If the words you share are truly profound, they will become you. Question number five, what final words would you have to inspire another woman to join Woman Act Now? Are you a woman looking for physical support in birthing your dreams, informative lessons on business, and another chance at living? Why, join Woman Act Now today. Make a decision to move in your now and begin again at living. Thank you so much for the opportunity. This is Trina Jeter. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you've just been listening to Trina Jeter on Woman Act Now Radio talking about her experience. In fact, she's one of the testimonials that's in the back of the book, in the book Woman Act Now. So today we are going to be talking about some powerful concepts as it relates to some of the content of Woman Act Now. We've been going through the book Woman Act Now, and we're in the area of talking about values, clarity, and vision. And what does that mean? What does that mean to us when we talk about values? Values are the intrinsic elements that underlie who you are. They are defined by what you value, what you hold dear, are considered supremely important. You know, some people value their families. Others value money, time, or hard work. What do you value is really the question that we want to begin to ask you is, what do you value? And so in order to establish your values, you have to think about what's really valuable or most valuable to you in your life. So, Shauna, what's most valuable to you? What do you value?
I value my relationships. And I also value my relationship with the Lord, my faith. I value my faith. And I value my commitment to who I know that I've been called to be. I also value the time. I value time. Let's see, what else? I believe I'm stuck, Coach Anna.
Well, listen, that's where most people usually end up. You know, you heard that dead space. Shauna was looking up in the sky, looking up in the air, trying to figure out what in the world is it that she values in life. And I believe when we talk about values, we talk about the opportunity for us to begin to establish the foundation of our lives. What we're saying is that if you will establish those values, then you will actually start to begin to think about how you're going to live your life.
Okay.
What are you made of? What do you stand for? And corporations do it all the time. One of the things that I identify in the book when we talk about values, if you go over to, I believe it's, where is it? I'm not sure where it is. It's page 42. If you go over to page 42, you'll see that I'm talking about Wachovia, which is now Wells Fargo, and we talk about their vision to be the very best, to be the best that they can be, to be the most trusted and admired financial services company. And they came up with these values back in 2002, that they would be a company of integrity. Now, what does that mean when we think about being a company of integrity? And this is taking it that they're going to establish the foundation of who they are and how they begin to operate as a company based on these principles. These principles are no different than our personal principles in our lives, because even I have my own values, the things that I value most in my life, and I have established those values just like they have when it comes to establishing values. On page 91 of the book, I talk about creating your personal values. So That's not page 91, Shauna. That's another page, people. All right, we have the first one is integrity. When we think about integrity, trust and honesty are essential to us. We do what we say we will do. That is Wachovia's value. But at the same time, you can also create your own value system. And I personally created my value system. For instance, integrity to me as a value means that I will deliver what I promise. Are you understanding this, Shauna?
Yes.
That when we talk about values, we have to create the foundation of how we're going to live our lives. So my personal key operating values is that I'm dependable. I can be counted on. Innovation. I will make a difference. I will make a difference in the lives of other people. I will deliver only the best. And these are the things that we call when we talk about our personal values in life. Accountability. I will stand behind my actions. And at the end of the day, when we talk about personal values, you have to create your own personal value for your life. Okay, and you have to talk about your own value. I want to thank you and welcome you, Web Mistress, to Woman Act Now Radio with The Real McCoy Show with your host, Anna McCoy. And I see that your comment, my personal values include faith, the size of a mustard seed, family, career, and community. And I'm going to ask you this, Web Mistress, is that when you say, when you talk about, and let me, and if you're still there, how you doing? I'm glad you can still hear us. I'm going to ask you this question also, is when you say that your personal values include the faith of the size of a mustard seed, also, what about family, career, and community? What values do you have when you think about family? What values do you have when you think about career? And you have to start to begin to break that down. For instance, when I was saying my personal values in life has to do with three things. Well, actually, I didn't say this, but I have three values in life. One is that I will represent God with the highest level of integrity and character and demonstrate the righteousness of God in my life. That's my value. So when it comes to doing certain things, I read in, or heard about or read an article this morning on the Internet about a young man who his character is in question because he has not established the value system of how he's going to live his life. And so when I say that I want to demonstrate the character of God and I seed that into my life as a true value, then it becomes the foundation that really begins to hold me up to be a strong individual, to give me something that I can refer back to, kind of like the rock of that foundation. My second value is that I want to be the best wife that I can be to my husband, Richmond McCoy, not just the wife. I want to be his friend. I want to be the very best to Richmond, not just in general as being a wife in a role, but I am very specific about my value of being a person that will love my husband, will care for him, will serve him, will honor him. And so that's another value that's in my life. So it keeps me from flipping and flopping and being wishy and washy at the end of the day. And so and then my third value is contributing to the excellence of other people. Now, you know that you're living your values when you start to hear other people say to you or communicate back to you what you are living. And we were on a on a call with one of our 15 minutes to destiny calls or a conversation with Coach Call when one of the women said, you know, I love coming to these calls because Coach Anna consistently contributes to the excellence of others. And that is absolutely amazing to me. And so at the end of the day, we want to be women who are valuable and purposeful in our lives.
Welcome back to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy. We were disconnected, but hopefully we will be coming back online here shortly.
All right.
We're back live on the air, so we were disconnected. So if you... Well, we got major technical difficulties here, I tell you. But if you'll hold on for 1 second, just stay there for 1 second. We're coming back to you.
All right. Again, this is Coach Anna McCoy. Well, like I was saying, I don't know who's still listening to us now, but this is one of those rough technical days, Shauna.
Yes, it is.
But that's all right. That's because we're talking about something of quality and something of importance. And, you know, if you're just joining us again, it's okay because we're back now. But going back, I was talking about those values and talking about the young woman who said, when you start to hear other people communicate to you your values, then what they're seeing is that you are truly exercising and demonstrating and executing the values that you say are really important to you. When you hear people start to say to you, thank you, Web Mistress, for sticking with us and helping us to know that we're back on the air. But when you stick with this and you start to really see that other people are really communicating to you exactly what you say you are, when people start saying things about Anna that says Anna is dependable, she's a woman of integrity, she's a woman of character, she contributes to the excellence of others, then they are actually seeing that I am doing what I value in life. And so that's why it's really important that we begin to establish values more than just a general perception of values, but values are truly those intrinsic things that you hold valuable, that mean something to you, that you would not trade for silver or gold or for money, but they actually mean something to you. So now, Shauna, when we started this, I asked you, Shauna, what are your values? What are your values? You mean to tell me you haven't done this? You don't have your top three, your top five or something? We've been together for 6 or 7 years, Shauna.
Well, my top three
Okay, talk to us.
They are my family that I value not my family, but I do value my relationships. And as you were talking, I do value being dependable. I want people to know that they can count on me. And I do value, relationship, dependable, and I value excellence.
Oh, and value excellence. Okay, now what I want to, if you'll just give me a minute to indulge, because I want people to understand, what do we mean by values? So you say, I value excellence, I value family, relationship.
Well, I value my relationship, and that encompasses my family, my relationship with my husband, my relationship like with my mentors, with my everything, my relationships, I value them.
Okay, and so now when you say that, how do you behave? Like, for instance, if we go back to integrity. You say, I value excellence. Well, let's see. What does Wachovia say about excellence as it relates to a value? And I'm just trying to get you to understand, if you value something, then what are you going to do about it? How are you going to demonstrate that value of excellence in your life? So Wachovia's statement says that they are personal excellence and accountability. That's one of their values, personal excellence and accountability. So how do we do that? We are committed to the highest level of personal performance. Each of us takes our role and responsibilities seriously. So now you see how they are now saying, if we're going to value personal what? Excellence and accountability, the way that we're going to demonstrate that that is a value of ours is that we are committed to what? The highest levels of performance. Now what does that mean then? That means what?
That means that in everything you do, you're going to do your very best. You're not going to do it mediocre, but you're going to do it very best. It's professionalism, to the highest quality of professionalism that you possibly can. When I remember there was a, you did an exercise and you talked about quality control, and the gentleman at the end is always the one to make certain that either the candy is set just right or that the wrapper is on, that the label is made. Everything is at its highest level of quality, and that's what I want to be able to give in everything that I am. And not just, since it's personal for me,
Mm-hmm. It's not just when people can see me.
Yes.
It's when no one can see me.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it to, in consideration, I take it to as far as when I'm in the restrooms at
yes.
different places and sometimes things are not tidy. I had slacked off a little bit, but I was with a girlfriend of mine, and she was in the next stall. And I had stopped picking up paper because I used to would always pick up the paper around me and just put it in the, you know, in the receptacle because I don't like it like that. Surely the next person wouldn't either. But I had slacked off because I'm like, I don't have to do this anymore. They have people to do this. Well, she helped me remember what my values really were as it relates to excellence is what I'm getting at. Because what I saw her do was take some tissue, and I heard her take the tissue, but then there was trash all around her stall. She didn't know where I was looking. But I saw her with the tissue take her hand and get all of the tissue paper up that was around her stall and put it in the trash. From that very day, I have continued to operate in that same. I'm just saying this because it's an example for me because I've continued to operate how I used to, which is picking up whatever I see.
Because do you remember some time ago, years ago,
mm-hmm.
when I was teaching about excellence,
mm-hmm.
and I said, what is the difference? What will the spirit of excellence say to you
yes.
if you were several people, they were walking down a street, or you see this often, it could be an office building, it could be a store, it could be anywhere you are, and that piece of paper is sitting
yes.
there. And see, really, it's sitting there so that it can speak to the excellence in you. And I said that most people, when they're just mediocrity, that excellence is okay, it doesn't really matter. What do they hear? Nothing. They say what they hear is, girl, leave that there. Somebody else is going to pick that up.
Right.
But the spirit of excellence, when it speaks to you, it says, pick up the paper.
Yes.
I know you didn't do it. Just pick it up.
Yes.
Because that is that spirit of excellence. So when we talk about actually being able to create values that you live by, the importance of determining that if you're going to have the personal value that includes your faith,
mm-hmm.
your family, your community, your career. But what does that mean? What does it mean? When I talk about my mission statement on page 96 of the book, I say, I am an advocate for the righteousness of a living God, proclaiming the gospel to all I meet that they may know about their God-given purpose and work to accomplish them. Now, my key operating values are saying, if this is my mission, then the values that I'm going to build my life upon consist of not only this, but just consist of dependability. What does that mean, Anna, if I say this is a value? What it means to me and how will I demonstrate it is that I can be counted on. If you call me up or if I'm supposed to be a part of that team, if I have made a commitment, I can be counted on. Don't you worry about Anna. Because Anna's going to be there because it's a value of hers to demonstrate what? Dependability. Now, when we get to innovation, what does that mean? How do I demonstrate innovation? I demonstrate innovation by, in my life, I want to make a difference. Every opportunity I can, I want to do what? Make a difference. So Anna is not the kind of woman. That's why she can't sit in a crowd and just be a part of the crowd. She can't just be a part of the flow. She has to get the flow stirring. She's got to stir up the current. Why? Because a value in my life is innovation. Is that innovation means that what can my ideas contribute to make a change in this environment? How am I going to impact other people? That's what innovation is. So I operate my life. You think I'm just, well, you know, Anna just, she's smarter. She's real creative. No, I have a value to be innovative.
Yes.
Companies, when we think of innovation, we think of companies like Google. When they say a company like Google is innovative, what they mean is they come up with ideas that change the whole makeup of a thing.
Yes.
So the difference in what we mean by that is that we all have search engines, you know, but instantaneously now we use Google and we get the information we want. Now that's innovative. Why? Because the change has been so impactful to my life so that if I find myself something and I need to look up something, oh, here's a great idea, a great example. I was having a burning sensation in my leg, and I'm thinking about what is this? This is uncommon. So what is it? Immediately I look up burning sensation
in leg. And immediately now I get information that years ago I would have had to go through a process. I would have had to go to the doctor. I had to see somebody, get to start to explaining. But innovation says, I will make a difference. When we think of Microsoft, back in the day when we had PCs, we had DOS-based systems, you know, where that was a platform, a type of computer platform. And when we had those systems, when we think about that, we had to, you had to have all these keystrokes to get to a program, okay? And that's what I mean by the DOS base. But Microsoft, their desire was to make the experience on a computer much more user-friendly. So they created and innovated out of an idea. They innovated and made a difference by creating what we call graphical user interfaces. And that's what they call Windows. And what they began to do is give us a window through a graphic picture. So now we have graphic pictures that we call icons, that when we see a certain icon, we already know because it's given us a window view into what exists behind the graphic icon, what we can expect. So if we want word processing, we see the little W with the little, looks like a page, and we know that if we click on this in the window behind it, that it's going to give us the tools we need to do what? Type a document. So when we think about Windows, you have to think about how has Microsoft made a difference. They made a difference by having us not to have to learn how to create program just to run a document, to print a document, that we had to learn how to write code. Nobody want to deal with zeros and ones. Can you show me a picture? And so that's why they're innovative, because they've made a difference in billions of people's lives who are now able to work computers. Even two-year-olds, three-year-olds can look at an image and see the window of what that thing might look like. That's innovative. So when I personally, how do I personally bring that down to my level, is that whatever situation I find myself in, I want to make a difference. I want my ideas to live, Shana. I want to know that I have significance within myself, that something inside of me can contribute to this environment, that it can make a difference in the life of one woman or many women. So when we talk about values, we are talking seriously that if you want to see a change in your life, get serious about what your values are. Because from values, then we start talking about clarity. Clarity comes when I understand what I want to be, what I want to demonstrate, what I want to reflect on the image on this canvas that life looks at. It's an image. It's a reflection. Do you understand? So now values, I laid down my values. I want to be a woman of dependability. You can count on me, girl. Innovation, you ask me, you ask my opinion, you need some help, I'm going to give you some ideas that will perhaps make a difference in your life or a difference in that situation. Quality, I will only deliver the best. I won't come trying to make believe. I'm not going to give you a half a percent. I'm going to give you my entire portion. And more. I'm going to give more than required. I want the very best that I can offer. That's what I'm giving up. And integrity. I will deliver what I promise. I want my word to be my bond. I'm going to be a word keeper. I'm going to be a woman of my word. Are you starting to see this picture? I understand that. These are my values, but what you see are these values in operation in my life. Do you understand?
Yes.
So when I am talking to other people, I want them to understand and see the reflection of these values that I have determined are important to me in my life. So when I talk about accountability, I will stand behind my actions. If I said I was going to do it, then I'm going to stand behind my actions. I'm going to be accountable to you. I am also going to be accountable enough to say I'm wrong, to say that you said you were going to do this, and then I can stand behind my actions and say, you're absolutely right, I apologize, and I will stand behind my actions. I'm going to do what I need to do. I want to welcome Jeff Packer to the show. Thanks for listening, Jeff.
We're talking about values, clarity, and vision. I'm the author of the book Woman Act Now, and we're talking about the content of the book Woman Act Now, so stay tuned with us. And my last value is teamwork. I am committed to the success of others. It is my passion to see other people succeed. I am a person that is always making room. I believe there's plenty of room in the marketplace for competing opportunities, competing businesses, competing relationships. So that stems from the fact that my value is really teamwork, that I want to see the success of others. And so when we talk about values and laying the foundation for values in your life, then you begin to establish clarity. Now, what's so important about clarity, because there's also we have values, we have beliefs, and we have behaviors. And when we're consistently talking about how do we align our values with our action, where our values must be based on things that we can believe in. You know, you can't have a value in a value of integrity, but you don't believe in telling the truth. You won't demonstrate the actions of a person of integrity. If you think that lying is okay, then guess what? Your actions are going to demonstrate that based on your belief system, regardless to what you believe your value might be. And so when we talk about clarity, clarity comes after you have established who you really want to be, what you want to demonstrate. Many of us have similar values just in general that are unspoken. For example, one value is that we respect humankind. We respect other people. We do not murder. We do not harm. All of those are just basic values. But when I'm talking about being a success and being the best of who you can be, then those values, you need to be conscious. We have to be conscious, rather, to make a decision to say, this really matters most to me. Because I started this off saying, values are what you value, the intrinsic things that you value, those things that are more precious than gold, more precious than silver. They are what you value. You're the only one who can put a value on it. And so when we come to this place of clarity, when we achieve value in our lives, and we can go around, when you start to hear other people say to you and repeat to you the values you stand for in your life, you know that you are demonstrating and you're carrying the actions and the behaviors that you really value. It would be highly surprising to someone if they asked me to do something and I didn't do it, or I didn't show up, or I didn't have an explanation, or I didn't. It's just not my value. So my behavior isn't going to reflect that. So when I have clarity, or when you begin to have clarity in your life, clarity is really the compass that will get you where you want to go in life. I had a conversation. We do what we call conversations with coach for our members on Tuesday nights. And in this particular call, one of the women called. She was having legal issues, and she had a dream and a vision. She was advised, don't do anything on this business that you started, this moonlight business, until we have completely finished this legal case. And the reason for that is that it will bring attention to you, or more attention than you really want. And you may have to pay more money. You may have to suffer consequences. But this woman was really passionate about her dream. And as we began to talk in this round table, a forum of women on conversations with coach, we began to understand that she lacked clarity. She was so torn that she had begun to start and move out on her dream and vision. But yet an attorney said, don't you do anything. You need to shut everything down. And those were the words she heard, that she could not accept, primarily because she wanted to continue to move her dream forward. And so as a result of that, we were able to help her to gain what? More clarity, because of what she believed she was supposed to do. And clarity really helps you get to where you want to be in life. And it is the compass that will help you to get there. I want to welcome BTR Morgan to the show. This is Anna, the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. We're talking about values, clarity, and vision. I'm also the author of the newly released book, Woman Act Now. I want to tell you, you all need to get this book because it's hot. I'm telling you, it's hot. And it is awesome. We also have a website that you can visit, wanbook.ning.com. That you can visit, and there are videos there where we're talking about the content of the book. We're going through this book this entire year. We're going to be all over the country. I'll be talking, and we're in Atlanta. I'm going to be in Florida next week, in Chicago. And hopefully, you know, you might live in one of those cities, and you'll come, and we'll have an opportunity to meet you. But I'm telling you, this book is incredible. We're starting book clubs all over the country. It's unlike probably most of the things that you've read as it relates to identifying your purpose and your destiny and different things like that. This book is really about execution, laying the foundation in this first section of that it's really not too late for you to begin to dream again, that there is an opportunity for you. All right, Ms. Webb, Mistress, you in Atlanta? I'm going to be in Atlanta on February the 28th. We're having a Woman Act Now luncheon that will be hosted at a restaurant there. You can go to our website or to the book club site, and we'll make sure that we get that information on there if it's not on the events already, and look under the events. But it is awesome. There's a Woman Act Now book club. You can, what's our young lady's name? Miranda. Miranda Walker. She is the coordinator of that book club, but we're reading it together. You can join us online. In fact, the reader guides, we're starting to load those up online as well and get you two or three of your girls. Girl, you ain't never ran into something like this. You wait till you see that Anna McCoy. I'm telling you, it's going to be on. But anyway, going back to clarity. Clarity is the compass that will help you to arrive at the destination. Most people have a vision, and this is where vision comes in into play, is that vision, when we talk about vision, it's the big picture of where you want to be in your life. It is what you see yourself becoming. It is the future casting of who you want to be. And most people, starting from values, trying to get to vision, they miss the critical element of clarity. So we start off and we get real excited about our vision and our purpose and what we're going to do in life, but we have no clarity. And we don't have clarity because we often don't have the proper values as it relates that are going to get us there. Because when we were talking about Wachovia, about being personal excellence and accountability, that they said that we're committed to the highest level of performance. Now, what that means, most individuals won't make those declarations about themselves. You know why? I guess that means no, Sean.
Oh, that's because most people never take them on. They never stop to really think about those.
Well, guess what? When we think about them, what happens to us?
We realize that we've been responding this way all of our lives. It's who we are. But you never really stop for a moment to think about what you're doing. You're just operating. But when you take a step back and start breaking it down this way and really take a moment to say, well, you know what? That is what I do. And then what you do, you're encouraged to even respond that way even the more. You're clear, and you make it a point to do this every day. This is how I am, because it's resonated in who you are now. So you're conscious about what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how you're doing it.
Well, what's so amazing about that comment, Shauna, is that guess what? This is the time to be excellent. This is the time to be clear about the values. So if you're out of a job, you need to have some real key operating values. So that if I go into an interview and someone asks me, what are some things about you, Anna? What do you think I'm going to say? I'm going to speak their language, and I'm going to say, you know, this might be unusual for you, but I operate by several values, key operating values in my life, in my personal life. And these are, I'm dependable, I'm accountable, I'm a woman of integrity. Do you understand the difference?
Yes.
Is that, listen, I can understand and I can see exactly who you are, because if I start to talk like that, wouldn't you think something was wrong with me anyhow? That something special, something unique,
if I was the interviewer, I'd raise up in my feet and I said, oh, I think she's got it, because what you're speaking to me is you're speaking business language to me.
Yes.
Because I may be the CEO or I may be the COO, and I've sat in these meetings as we've laid the foundation of who we are, what we're doing, how we're going to operate, that we want to trickle down. Even if I'm management, that stuff comes to me because I have to hold my team accountable to the way this operation is going to move forward in business.
And so at the same time, we're saying to our women, to Woman Act Now, that now is the time for you to be the very best that you can be in your life. And I'm telling you, to be better than you've ever thought you could be. Why? Because we're going to hold you accountable to your own personal success.
Yes.
And how do we do that? We do that by getting you to understand that you have to establish your values, because when those values are in place, I cannot be a person, if I work for Wachovia and I really understood the values of Wachovia as an employee, and I began to compromise integrity, where integrity, they say trust and honesty are essential to us. We do what we say we will do. We communicate with candor. We admit our mistakes. We are people who can be trusted. Now, if I worked for Wachovia and I did not understand and embrace this principle and value of integrity, and I started to behave in such a way, that does not mirror,
mm-hmm.
do you understand?
Yes,
does not mirror this value of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the boss gonna say to me?
Well, if he's a merciful boss, he'll at least bring you in and talk to you before they decide to let you go. And if you continue to respond or operate in the guidelines that are outside of what we've set, then unfortunately our relationship would have to discontinue.
Yeah, and our relationship we don't mirror each other's brand now, do we?
Right, no.
See, because what I've done personally is I've established the brand of Anna. They're establishing the brand of Wachovia.
Yeah.
So if you can't be a person who can be trusted, that you cannot communicate with candor and honesty, then perhaps this brand really doesn't fit you.
Right.
Now, it's not that you're a bad person, but the standard of the brand may be too different or too high for you to uphold.
Right.
So therefore, we will have a conversation.
Right.
Merciful or unmerciful, we are going to have a conversation to say, thank you very much for your service, and we have to, you know, sever this relationship. Because you look nothing like me. You're not mirroring the brand.
Yes.
So when we talk about our values and we take this value to the spiritual level of where we live our lives,
mm-hmm.
what are you mirroring? See, my values, I believe,
mm-hmm.
when I talked about being a person who wants to demonstrate the excellence and the character of God, now my values should mirror that.
Yes.
Okay, when we go back to my values and I start talking about, on page 96, start talking about I'm a person of dependability.
Mm-hmm.
Do we serve a dependable God? Can we count on him?
Absolutely.
Or can we be in relationship with him?
Absolutely.
Will he do what he says he's going to do?
Absolutely.
When we think about innovation, I will make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Will God listen to us?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a person, when we look at Jesus' life and what he began to do, was he a person of innovation?
Mm-hmm.
He was always making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
He was healing the blind, setting folks free, doing all sorts of things, making a difference. The great thing about Jesus, Jesus' ideas lived in any environment that he went into. And he was always there, never to accept the traditional response, but to let them know that there was always another way of looking at this. Now, when we talk about quality, what quality does God demonstrate? He says, give more than required. Let your last be better than your beginning. Just, oh, it's amazing. Finish it, Shauna. Finish it.
Yes.
So when we talk about accountability and integrity,
mm-hmm.
see, these are things that are mirroring the Holy Spirit. They mirror God. So what does your value mirror? This is what you have to ask yourself. So I'd like to welcome Sister Talk to Woman Act Now Radio. This is Anna the Real McCoy. We're talking about values, clarity, and vision today, and spending a little bit of time to encourage each one of you who are listening to us that, you know what, it's time to establish those values, those things that are really important to you. And my question is, what do you value? What matters most to you? How will you accomplish the values that you say? Because, see, people say, I'm accountable, but what does that mean? Tell me what yours is. What? Excellence?
Excellence and my relationship and being able to be depended upon.
And to be depended upon. So if you're going to be dependable, how are you going to, so that we can help those who are listening, and I want you to think, if you're listening to us right now, I want you to write down three things, three of your key operating values. Now, the key principle is these are key operating values. This is how we're going to operate our life. No different than if you had a company, you would have standard operating procedures or key operating principles or values that you would run your company. But how are you as an individual running your life, woman or man? How are you running your life? And so I want you to just think about, what are those three values? So now, you said dependability, but the key to establishing those values and bringing that clarity that is necessary is that I need another statement from you. My value is dependability, but what is the statement that will demonstrate that you are a dependable woman? What is your statement?
If you ask me for something, that I'm going to do it for you, that you can count on me to be there. If you call me and I tell you that I'm going to be, you can count on me to be there.
So yours is very similar to mine. Dependability, I can be counted on.
Mm-hmm. Because, I might be making it a little long, but if you call me, I feel like you're calling me because you know you can count on me, that you know that I'm going to be able to help you, that I'm not going to tell you.
But guess what? The only reason why I'm calling you is because you've demonstrated this as a value in your life, and that's why it has to be personal. I can be counted on it.
Okay.
I'm not responding to you because you need me.
Yeah.
I'm responding because this is my value. This is how I live my life.
Right.
This is who I am.
Oh, I
this
got
is
it.
How I operate. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And if you want to call us, we've got 11 minutes, or you want to talk to us, we got 11 minutes. You can send us a message through the chatting, or you can call us at 718-664-6395, and we'll let you share about your values. Or if you are not too sure about your values and you need my help to help you drive it down, I'll do that too. I'll help you with your dependability, your accountability, your integrity, to begin to make a personal statement.
Yes.
That this is who you are. So most of us, that's an interesting comment, Shauna. Most of us do look at life from what you just said. When someone calls me, then obviously you need me, rather than saying, being proactive before I need it, to say that I can be needed.
Uh-huh.
I can, if and when I am needed, I've already established inside of me that I'm dependable and I can be counted on.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, all right.
Oh, y'all, excuse me. Hope we didn't hurt you. We was in here celebrating ourselves because the revelation is good. Do you hear what I'm saying? So let's talk about another one of yours, excellence. So tell me, how do you demonstrate excellence in your life?
The quality in everything that I do, I want to do it to the best of my ability.
So tell me what that statement is again, and make it personal. Remember, I can be counted on. I will make a difference. I will deliver only the best. I will deliver what I promise. I will stand behind my actions. I am committed to the success of others. Whether I said what that one value was, this is how I'm demonstrating it. So now tell me, how are you going to demonstrate, if excellence is a value to you, how do you demonstrate it?
That I will perform or produce to the best of my ability.
Are you listening to us, people? Now, y'all listening to you, if you in the chat, Jeff, I'm talking to you, Jeff. You still listening to me? Well, Jeff, if you are listening to me, tell us one of your values and tell us how you demonstrate that value. What is that thing? What does it mean to you to be a person if you choose quality as a value? You know, most people ask when you're in an interview, name three characteristics that really define who you are. And perhaps you would say something like excellence, integrity, you know, different things like that. How would you actually communicate that? So, Jeff, if you listen to me, you might be on the phone multitasking, but you've been listening a while, Mr. Jeff. Tell us, what are your values? You can sneak a peek in here on us on Woman Act Now. We don't mind.
But sister talk. I'm organized. I'm effective. I am a motivator. So, sister, what you're saying to me then is that your value is to be a woman who is organized, effective, and who motivates others. And so if that is the case, when you say I'm organized, what does that mean? What does that, how can you demonstrate, how do you demonstrate being a person who's organized and that's important to you? How do you demonstrate it? If you're effective, what do? That demonstrates that you're effective all the time. This is the way you operate. This is a key operating principle. What do? So if you were, if you chose the word effective, how could you be that person? How could you demonstrate it, Sean? This is just an example, because I have sister talk. She's talking to us via chat.
Okay. So repeat the question.
The question is, if we were, this is just for, you know, an example. We're going to respond to sister talk, unless she responds to us quicker, is that if you, if your value is to be effective in life, then how do I do that?
How do I be effective?
Yeah, what's my, just like we said, if I'm dependable, like being dependable is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said I can be counted on. But to sister talk, she says that effective, being a person that's effective, is important to her.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you demonstrate that, sister? Poor Shauna's over here trying to figure it out, but we want to tell us, how do you demonstrate? How do you think she would demonstrate being effective?
Demonstrate being effective is just like I equate it to sowing seeds. So say, for instance, if I'm an author and I'm writing a book, I want my book to speak to whoever the reader is. And whatever it speaks to them, it should speak to them in a way to where they're not just motivated, but if the word should cause them to change. That, to me, is being effective.
Okay.
Like when we talk about, for me, when we talk about the fruits of the Spirit, and the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, all of these things, to show that those words are effective, they must be demonstrated within my life.
Okay.
So I must show love, I must show joy, I must show peace, I must have some long-suffering.
Okay.
Those types of things are saying that you are being effective in what you're doing toward me.
Okay. Now, let's see here. Sister's talking back to us now. So sister says, if she were to show herself organized, or to show the value of being organized in her life, then she says that her surroundings are a reflection of her. So that means that sister's house is organized, probably her desk is organized, her desk is probably organized, all of those different things. And I think Jeff, you're talking to me now. Jeff is saying, don't commit until you know you can absolutely follow through on the promise. So it sounds like Jeff might have a little bit of part of his value system could be dependability or responsibility, that, you know, accountability,
yes,
all of those things. So, Jeff, we know that you're not making you are not making any commitments unless you know that you can fulfill on the commitment, on the, fulfill the word that you've spoken. So, oh, man, this is awesome. So I really appreciate you all talking to us and communicating with us. But I believe that when we talk about values, and one of the things I think Jeff is right is that we're not slow to listen, we're quick to speak.
Yes.
And he's saying that most people's mouths are faster than their brains, and that is the truth.
Yes.
And I think that when we begin to communicate more quickly, we're really not being responsible to our word. One of the things he also says is that the environment affects how you feel and how others see you. Now, I think what my perception of that, Jeff, is that when you're saying how we find ourselves in a particular situation, we can probably either compromise on some of those values based on those situations that we find ourselves in and how we communicate. So I want to encourage you, all of those who are listening to us and who will listen to the archives of this, is that, you know what, when you establish those values, your key operating values, that's what this is. Yes.
That's what we're talking about. And the word operation is specific, it's intentional, that this is how you're going to operate your life. So that when you are called upon, then you don't have to guesswork about your performance.
Mm-hmm.
You already know that whatever environment I go into, I am going to go into that environment giving my best performance. You know, I talk about in this book about branding and how even today we're faced with it even more because I think there's a lot of confusion in the marketplace. Not intentional, it just is. Confusion when we talk about being casual, when we talk about, thank you, Jeff, on that comment about a great show. Thank you very much. But I think that when we start to think about casual dress versus a business attire and formal dress, some of us, we're afraid to dress business. If we know that that's what really motivates us and, you know, gives us that extra edge that we need in a informal environment. Because now, even though it was casual, because I'm going to go the extra mile to be excellent, to feel excellent, to demonstrate, then now I'm talked about by others.
Yes.
Because you don't want to dress this way.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't understand, this is a part of my value system.
Mm-hmm.
I can't come in here looking like I just rolled out of bed.
Yes.
I can't come in here with my cracks showing and my
right.
back flat and whatever.
Right.
You know, it's because my level of excellence has to do with my values. My value, this is the way I operate my life. And you know what? The way I operate my life is going to draw to me what I deserve.
Yes.
And so at the end of the day, ladies, I want you to be a woman who operates with key values in your life so that you can be the most excellent that you can be in life. And this has just been an awesome show. Boy,
yes.
I tell you, it was just great.
Quite enlightening. Very helpful. I'm so glad we had this chat today.
So, Shawna, you got any announcements for them? And tell them where they can find us and hear more about what we're doing.
Well, we want to encourage you to join us here every Thursday, 1 o'clock p.m. for The Real McCoy Show on Blog Talk Radio. We want to invite you to visit our website, www.womanactnow.com. You can also contact us at 877-751-5700. We'll be more than happy to connect with you to see how we might be able to help you move forward in your dreams, visions, and ideas.
Well, I want to finish this call with just encouraging you. This is Coach Anna McCoy on The Real McCoy Show on Woman Act Now Radio. It is certainly my pleasure to share with you the new book, Woman Act Now. You can purchase it at Amazon.com at a local bookstore. But the key principles that I want to leave you with today is I want you to take just a few minutes of your time. This is all about getting you to take action, to be a woman who executes on her dreams, who lets her ideas live, who believes that she can dream again, that it's not too late for you. I want you to take just a few minutes to think about what are the key operating values you live by. Can we depend on you? Are you excellent in what you do? Do you value your relationships? What do you value? And what do you value most? And as you begin to establish the foundation of who you are, think about at least three values. And then I want you to think about how to make those personal in your life and how you can begin to demonstrate those values. Just like I said that my values are I am dependent. I can be counted on. That's the example. That I am a woman of integrity. I will deliver what I promise. And so when you think about your values, create your key operating values today and watch and see what occurs for your future. So we're excited for you. We want you to know that you are loved and appreciated, and we're going to talk to you on next Thursday, but don't forget to stop by. Woman Act Now. Be blessed. Bye-bye.